The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This Sunday being Reconciliation Sunday, and in preparation for the Jubilee Year of Mercy that the Pope has declared starting this Tuesday, December 8th, Immaculate Conception, we prepare here to discuss and ponder and reflect upon the mercy of God. And that's what we started with our reconciliation rite, to reflect where we need healing, where we need forgiveness, where we need God's mercy. And what is mercy? What is mercy? Is it forgiveness? That's part of it. The Pope talks about mercy as being something of a tenderness of heart. Call it empathy, an ability, I think, to see where other people or myself needs healing, forgiveness, reconciliation. That tenderness of heart that Jesus in the Gospels shows all the time, specifically to sinners. The woman caught in adultery, who everyone wants to stone. He says, well, those without sin cast the first stone. So what Jesus is saying is we are all sinners. And in his mercy, he says, go, sin no more, in his forgiveness. He has this tenderness of heart toward children, toward the outcast, toward those who are deemed unworthy, unclean. And the story of the prodigal son, which in the little quote on the backside, what I call the backside of your card, it's about the love that the prodigal father, the father and prodigal in his mercy, just lets it flow. And it says, again, Jesus talking in this parable, says the son comes back and the parent welcomes him without asking for a litany of what's wrong. He just knows, the son knows that that forgiveness is there, that reconciliation, that tenderness of heart. What happens to that tenderness of heart when it's not there? The Bible refers to it as, you know, a hardened heart, a heart of stone. So first we have to harden not our hearts, as the psalm says. Harden not my heart. Turn, in one of the passages, turn my heart from a heart of stone to basically a heart of love, a heart of caring. And mercy is seen both with that heart, that non-hardened heart, that tender heart, is seen in action. I've talked about it, works of charity. And it's seen in our journey of life. It was seen 2 weeks ago in that terrible accident with Betty Cherry in the parking lot, when people reached out, ushers, parishioners, staff, priests, reached out in spontaneous mercy as an act of love to minister to Betty. We saw it with the first responders, the EMTs, the fire department, the police. We saw it, Cambria and I saw it in the hospital with the doctors and the nurses and the staff reaching out with mercy and love and care and compassion. That's where we see mercy in action, in the action we have and take for one another. And we can think, too, as we reflect on the horrible events in San Bernardino. I can only think those perpetrators had a hardened heart. But those who reacted, those who came together to minister, to help, to respond to that tragedy, acting out of mercy, whether they're professionals, non-professionals, we here are a community, and we are a broader community across the world, across our land. Communities of compassion come together to ward off those hardened hearts, to say, no, this isn't who we are. This is not who we are as a people. We are a welcoming community, and the Monsignor today, and he has done this at other funerals, Monsignor Conley today, when at the funeral he said, you know, we welcome everyone here. And if you're not receiving communion, just let us know. I say that too. You know, put your hands over your chest. But then he said, you know, whether you're Muslim or whether you're Buddhist or Hindu or Jewish or Christian, non-Catholic, we welcome you into this community because we are the human community. We are the caring community. We are community under God, with God, however we believe. And he threw into that mix, he didn't say atheists, but he did say agnostics. We are all on a journey, and we are on that journey together. We are on that journey of mercy and reconciliation and healing. And we don't do it alone. We do it with our God, and we do it with one another, finding Christ in each other. So just take a moment and pull that card out, if you all have the card. Talks on the front part and the color part, what mercy means, some of the things that I've mentioned, forgiveness, hope, peace, comfort. And the question comes up, where do I need forgiveness? Where do I need to show mercy? Where do I need reconciliation? Where do I need forgiveness? Where do we need that? So as part of this reconciliation moment, take time to reflect, and perhaps you can write on the backside of the card a person or an event where you think you need reconciliation with or for. Feel free not to write anything, but if you want to write, write it on there, and you'll have the opportunity as you come forward to communion, before receiving communion, to drop it in these clay pots. Anonymously, we're not going to go through these. They're going to be burned. They're going to be offered as a sign of our reconciliation with God, with one another. Sorry, I was listening to somebody's cell phone and had kind of an interesting song beat to it. But back to our reconciliation moments. So take a moment to look at those. Where you need healing. Where you want to ask God for healing. What are you asking of God? So we can enter into this year of mercy and into this season of Advent with a heart of tenderness, with a heart of love, seeking again to be a community, walking with Christ and walking with each other.